KJAN Sports.
And good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports on KJAN Sports, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Starting off in sports here this morning, of course, all the high school activities from last night here in the area were postponed to later dates. And you can take a look at our sports page, KJAN.com. It has listings on when a lot of those dates were changed to for postponements for basketball and other action there last night. Also, the Iowa High School Athletic Association yesterday released the latest wrestling regional dual team sites and assignments here for the 2019 campaign. So for classes 1A and 2A, they just released those team sites. And the sites that will host in 1A are Denver, Don Bosco, Emmitsburg, I-35, Lake Mills, Logan Magnolia, Lisbon, and West Sioux. In Class 2A, it will be Atlantic, Clarion, Goldfield, Dowse, New Hampton, Sergeant Bluff, Luton, Solon, Union, West Delaware, and Williamsburg. Now, once again, those are just the regional dual-team sites to be held on February the 5th at 6 p.m., start time for those two classes. Now, teams that will be involved there are the top two teams that finish in sectional action. So top two teams in sectionals move on to those regional dual team sites. And then, of course, from there, they have a chance to make it to the state team duels there for that regional action. Now, Class 3A also listed sites and the pairings as well, since they match them up already with the top 24 ranked Class 3A schools. According to the mid-January rankings, will compete in that eight regional tool teams, and the highest-ranked teams will be hosting if possible. And that'll be on February 6th for these regional duels for 3A. At Ankeny Centennial, they will host also Bettendorf, Western Dubuque, Fort Dodge, Southeast Polk, West Des Moines Valley, Waukee, and Waverly Shell Rock. All will be host sites. One of the teams from the area includes Lewis Central. They will be taking on Norwalk in their semifinal round match, and the final round will have West Des Moines Valley awaiting the winner of that match there between Lewis Central and Norwalk. So that's a look at 3A as well. The latest dual team rankings also out from the Iowa Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association. And in Class 3A, Southeast Polk is top ranked, followed by Waverly Shell Rock, Ankeny Centennial, Waukee, and Fort Dodge. In Lewis Central, tied for 23rd. In Class 2A, West Delaware is the top-ranked dual squad, along with Solon at number 2, then New Hampton, Turkey Valley, Davenport Assumption, and Union LaPorte City. Atlantic Cam checking in at number 6 in this rankings. This is the second release of rankings here this season. Van Meter Earlham at number 16. In Class 1A, Don Bosco is top-ranked, followed by Denver, Lisbon, Lake Mills, and West Sioux. Logan Magnolia, Underwood, and Missouri Valley occupy the 9, 10, and 11 spots there in those latest rankings there in Class 1A. So that's a look at your Iowa Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association dual team rankings just released yesterday at those second release of the year. Moving on now to college basketball notes. Drake will be out to win a third straight game tonight when the Bulldogs host Evansville. The Aces won the first matchup in double overtime in the Missouri Valley Conference opener. It was the game Drake lost senior Nick Norton to a knee injury.
It's been kind of whirlwind since then, and now we're starting to get settled back in and ready to get back in action again on Wednesday with them.
That's Drake coach Darian DeVries. After starting 0-2 in the Valley, the Bulldogs have won 3 of their last 4.
The team has really responded and settled in nicely into their new roles or expanded roles and different roles and those type of things. I think we're still growing into those a little bit, but the nice part about them is their mindset hasn't changed. They still come with a great attitude every day and practice hard and still great teammates to one another, and that's been a big reason why they've kind of pulled it together here, and hopefully we can continue that.
Freshman guard DJ Wilkins is playing a bigger role and is averaging just over 11 points per game. That game is set for a 7 o'clock tip tonight at the Knapp Center. Also coming up here tonight in Missouri Valley Conference play, the UNI Panthers will be on the road to take on Southern Illinois. That game is set for a 7 o'clock start as well here this evening. In women's college hoops, Iowa will honor former women's basketball coach C. Vivian Stringer tonight when the Hawkeyes host Rutgers. Stringer coached the Hawkeyes from 1983 to 1995, and earlier this season posted her 1,000th career win. Current Hawkeye coach Lisa Bluter.
Vivian held this position for 12 years. She really got the Iowa Hawkeyes on the map, took us to a Final Four. She got this program rolling, and I will always respect her so much for that.
Now in her 24th season at Rutgers, Stringer has led the Scarlet Knights off to a 7-0 start in Big Ten play. Iowa's 5-2 and part of a three-way tie for second place.
And this is just such a great opportunity for us to play the number one undefeated team in our home, on our home court. And it's our solo meeting. So this meeting, if we end up in a tie, this meeting means so much.
And that game is a 6:45 pregame tonight. 7 o'clock tip. We'll have it here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. It's been a long time since Iowa State has had the same quarterback start and finish a season. Brock Purdy hopes to change that. Purdy was inserted into the lineup as a true freshman in the second series of the fifth game at Oklahoma State and helped lead the Cyclones to an 8-5 finish.
Obviously, the experience was great. And, you know, we just want to get better for next year based off what we did this past season. So it was just a great experience overall.
Purdy says as he prepares for his sophomore season, he will take on a bigger leadership role.
Take what I did last year on the field with the experience and, you know, use that for obviously in the off season now. And, you know, all the guys trust in me and I trust in them. And we got a good relationship with everybody in the locker room. And so, you know, we're excited to take the next step. And obviously I'll grow from that and just be better in all aspects.
And in top 25 college basketball last night, fifth-ranked Michigan barely managed to escape their second straight loss. Charles Matthews nailed a baseline floater at the buzzer to lift Michigan to a 59-57 win over Minnesota. Zion Williamson hit his first 10 shots on his way to 25 points and second-ranked Duke's 79-64 win at Pittsburgh. Third-ranked Virginia coasted to a 68-45 win over Wake Forest. P.J. Washington scored 21 points on 9 of 15 from the field and grabbed 6 rebounds as 8th-ranked Kentucky ripped number 22 Mississippi State 76-55. Number 14 Texas Tech dropped its third in a row as Barry Brown Jr. had 15 points. Dean Wade had 13 to send Kansas State to a 58-45 victory over the Red Raiders. Noah McCarty gave Northern Illinois a 77-75 upset win over number 15 Buffalo by banking in a game-winning basket with 2 seconds to play. Philippe Haas strained a three-pointer with 30 seconds left to put South Carolina ahead for good in an 80-77 win against number 16 Auburn. Eric Pascal scored 23 points, and 18th-ranked Villanova made 12 threes to pull away from Butler 80-72. And John Petty scored 15 points off the bench as Alabama hammered number 20 Mississippi 74-53. And baseball's all-time saves leader has become the game's first unanimous Hall of Fame selection. Former New York Yankees closer Mariano Rivera received all 425 votes in balloting by the Baseball Writers Association of America. Announced, he had 652 regular season saves during his 19-year career spent entirely with the Yanks. The Hall's 2019 class also includes Roy Halladay, Mike Mussina, and Edgar Martinez. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.